This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksuba, Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah said on Mem Aleph Amud Beis that a Nara that was seduced or raped, so the Knas goes to the father. If she was sued before the father died, the Tanakhama says it goes to the father. If the father dies, it goes to the brother. But if you didn't have a chance to sue until the father died, it goes to her. If the raper was sued before she became a bageris, it goes to the father. The father dies, it goes to the brother. You didn't have a chance to sue until she became a bageris, it goes to her. Reb Shimon says, no. Not only, it's not enough to sue before the father dies, you have to collect before the father dies. If you don't collect before the father dies, it does not go to the father. Merely suing is not good enough. The Gemara had a shaila. Abaye asks his Rebbe Rabbah, somebody who says to his friend, you raped. The Gemara on Mem Beis Amud Aleph wrote a Mishnah. If somebody said, you raped, you seduced my daughter, and he denied it, so, and then he admitted, the Tanakhama says, you're chai. Reb Shimon says, you're pater because you're not mishalem knas al piatzmai. The Chachamim say, even though you're not mishalem knas, but you are mishalem boishes upagam. So the Gemara brought a question that Abaye asked Rabbah, someone who says to his friend, you raped or you seduced my daughter, and I sued you, and you're a chayiv, and he denies it. And then he admits. So according to the Tanakhama, it's definitely a monetary payment, at least for Boisha Supagam. But the question is, what about according to Reb Shimon? Would Reb Shimon say that, meaning in the previous case, the person just made the claim. So Reb Shimon says, you're pater, because Eina Mishalim Knas Al Pi Atzmai. But now the Shaila is, what if the person says, and what if the person says that I sued you and you were chayiv and then he denies it? Is that considered knas because it originated as knas, or is it considered denying money? Is it considered denying money? That's the question. In the Shita of Reb Shimon, is it considered denying money? And Rabbah said back, it's considered denying money. So let's again see from the Eisvei. Eisvei Reb Shimon Oimer, Yachal Ha'Oimer L'Chaveroi, Anasta U'Pitisa Esbiti. Let's say the Braisa says, Reb Shimon says, I would have thought, this is the Seifa of a Braisa. I would have thought someone who says to his friend, you raped or you seduced my daughter, and he denies it. Sharcha, Hamis Sharchas Avdi, your shark killed my slave, and he says no. His slave says, you knocked out my tooth, you blinded my eyes. I didn't knock it out. I didn't blind it. V'nishba, and he swore. V'hoida, so yachol yehi chayev, I would think you're chayev. Tamad loymar v'chichesh ba'amisai, if you will lie against your friend, v'pikadoin oy b'sesum es yad, if you lie against your friend in a deposit or in a loan, I begazel, I ashak es amisai, I matza aveda, v'kicheshba, v'nishbar al sheker. So Reb Shimon is saying in all these cases that this is not considered being koifer in mamain, and therefore you do not bring a carbon shvua. Ma'ilu miuchadim shehin mamain, just like the above mentioned cases in the pasuk are monetary, av kol shehin mamain, anything which is monetary. Yatsu elu shehin knas, as opposed to somebody who says, you raped my daughter, you seduced my daughter, your ox killed my eved, you knocked out my tooth. All of these are knas. So that implies that according to Reb Shimon, that you're pater. Now, presumably we're talking about where even if you were sued, my lav g'vishamad b'din, is it not even if you say that I sued you, where the person claiming the knas says that he went through a lawsuit, and that would indicate that according to Rav Shimon, this is not considered a monetary payment? Says the Gemara, no, b'shaloy amad b'din. We're talking about when you did not go through a lawsuit. But if you would have gone through a lawsuit, then Rav Shimon would say you're chayev. Frak the Gemara, how could you say that we're talking about k'shaloy amad b'din? Says the Gemara, v'hamid reisha b'sha'amad b'din. If the reisha is talking about where there was a lawsuit, so then seifa nami b'sha'amad b'din. The seifa also has to be talking about where there's a lawsuit. Now, how do I know the reisha is talking about k'sha'amad b'din? The k'tani reisha, it says in the reisha, ein li ela dvarim shama shalmin aleihem esakeren. I only know that you're chayev keren chaymesh and a carbon on items that you would only have to pay the principal. Tashlume kefel. But what if you deny kefel? Tashlume arba v'chamisha, or the payment of four or five. V'ha'enes v'hamafato moitzi shemra minayin talmud loymar u'ma'ala ma'al riba. So even in that case, you would be chayev to pay keren, chaymesh, and bring a carbon. So that means that the din of shvuas, a carbon shvua, is even for knas. Now what's the case? How could such a thing be? Hechidami. Iduloy amad b'din. If the person wasn't sued, so then it never became a monetary payment. It was a knas. You would not bring a car. You would not be chayev for denying it a carbon shvua. Kfela mi'ika, is there a kefel? Rashi says in the second shot, there's no chiyuv kefel. This is not considered money because he could always admit and exempt himself. So it must be, it's talking about where there was a lawsuit. Ela pshita, it's obvious. We're talking about kisha amad bedin, where you're oimed bedin. If the reisha in the chachamim that say you are chayiv karben shua is when you're oimed bedin, seifa nami kishamad bedin. The seifa in Reb Shimon who says you're pater would also have to be talking about where you're oimed bedin. So Abaye asked Rabba, what would the din be in Reb Shimon if you're oimed bedin? And Rabba said, it's mamon and you're chayiv. But we see in this brisa that according to Reb Shimon, we learn from the pasuk v'chichesh that you're pater even by omed bedin. Amarle, so he said back to him. Rabba would say back to Abaye, yachilna l'shnuyelach. I could get out of this by saying, it's all Reb Shimon. And the reisha that says chayiv is kisha amad bedin. And the seifa, bishaloy amad bedin. I could have said the whole Mishnah is Reb Shimon. The reason why in the reisha you're chayiv is because you're amad bedin. And the reason why in the seifa you're pater is loy amad bedin. V'kula Reb Shimon hi. The only thing is I don't want to give that answer because the shnuyeh d'chiki loy meshanin anlach. You don't give weak answers. And the reason why it's weak is imkein abrinli. Because then you would say to me, "Listni reisha Reb Shimon Omer." Then say, if both clauses of the Mishnah are Reb Shimon talking, I should say in front of the first statement of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, "Oy listni seifa divrei Reb Shimon," or say in the seifa these are the words of Reb Shimon. Ella, but rather kula kisha amad bedin. The whole Mishnah is talking about kisha amad bedin. V'reisha Rabbanan, v'seifa Reb Shimon. The reisha is the Rabbanan, who say that if you're amad bedin, you are pater. And the seifa is Reb Shimon, who says chayiv. In other words, really, the whole Mishnah is kisha amad bedin. And what's the halacha in the reisha? You're pater. Which is interesting. The whole Mishnah is Amar B'din. The Reisha is the Rabbanan. What does the Reisha say? The Reisha says, says Chayev. The Reisha says Chayev because the Reisha is the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan say when you're Amar B'din, you're Chayev. And the Seifa is Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon says even when you're Amar B'din, you're Pater. Why does Reb Shimon say you're Pater? But didn't Rabba say, Reb Shimon would say when you're Amar B'din by rape? That you are Chayev. So why in this case, in other words, Rabba said to Abaye that Reb Shimon would say it's when you're Omer B'din, it's Mamoin, and you're Chayev Karben Shvua. And yet here we see when you're Amar B'din, you're Pater. So the Gemara says, really the Seifa is Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon would say, Umaydina lecha, Reb Shimon would be maida to you, le'inyan karban shvua, that you're pater, derachmana patre. Why? Mi v'kicheish, because it says v'kicheish. V'kicheish means you have to deny something, it's only, you only bring a karban shvua when you deny something that was money to begin with. What does Reb Shimon mean that when you're Amar B'din, it's considered mamain? V'chi ka'amino mamain, what did I mean that it's mamain? L'hayrisha l'banav, to give it over to your children, to mayrisha to your sons. Meaning Reb Shimon would say, he's maida by Amar B'din, that you don't bring a karban shvua. Even though you're Amar B'din, you're not chayv a karban shvua. What does he mean that it's considered mamain? That if you're Amar B'din, it's mamain? That it belongs to the brother and not to her. We'll have to see, because in the Mishnah we saw clearly not like that. But I'll ask you an explicit question. Reb Shimon Oimer, Mlo Hispiko Ligbois, if you didn't get a chance to collect, Ad Shemei Sa'av, Harehin Shalatzma, it belongs to her. What do you mean? V'yamre Mamen Hava, L'harisha L'banav, then why does it go to her? La'atzma amai, da'achin boi mihava. It should go to the brothers. If Reb Shimon holds that when you're Omer B'din, it's mamai, not legabe shvuas, karben shvua, but legabe being moirish, so why does Reb Shimon argue in the Mishnah? That's a mamisha pelatzuma. If you're going to say Reb Shimon holds that it's not good enough for karben shvua because of a kichesh, but it is good enough to be moirish labanov, we see explicitly in the Mishnah not like that. This is a bamba she'en kamayu. It's such a big question. Amar Rava, Hai Milsa, Kashoiba, Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, Essen, Vitartin, Shnin. This matter, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef were bothered by for 22 years. V'loi Ifrik, and they had no answer. Now, Rabba was the Rosh Hashiva for 22 years, and when Rabba died, Rabbi Yosef took over. And they didn't have an answer, Ad Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Bereisha. Until Rabbi Yosef became the Rosh Hashiva, Uparka, and he gave the following answer. Meaning, if you're going to say that Reb Shimon holds that it's not mamain legabe the halacha of karben shvua, it is mamain legabe being moirish labanov, then question, why in the Mishnah is it not moirish labanov? Says the Gemara, there's a special reason why in the Mishnah it's not moirish labanov. Shani Hasam the Amar Krav v'Nasan Ha'ish Hashoychev Ima La'Avi Hanara, that when it comes to the Knas of Oynes, even though other Knasos, if you're Amar B'din, it does go to the children, but not by Oynes, because by Oynes it says explicitly Exeres Hakasav that it only goes to the father if the father got it, if it was given to the father. The Amar Krav v'Nasan Ha'ish Hashoychev Ima La'Avi Hanara Chamishim Kasef, which means Leizichsa Torah La'Av. The Torah is not mezakeh to the father, ela mishas nesina, only from the time of giving it. Which means, even though other knasos, misha amad bedin, you could bequeath it. Not so oines. By oines, it says explicitly, it's not the father's until you actually give it. When did Rabba say it's mamayin to be marish labanov? Other knasais. V'chi ka'amar, Rabba mamayin havala rish labanov. That's b'shar knasais. I asked the Gemara by shar knasais, but we have a similar pasuk by the knas of an eved. Elamayata gabi eved, that if your ox kills an eved. It says, kesef shloishim shkolam yitain la'adoinav, which implies also giving hachinami. Here too, loizich satar la'adoin elamishas nesina. So to here you should say the Torah is not mezakeh to the master only from the time that it's given. So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference between yitain and vinasan. Yitain l'chud, vinasan l'chud. So yitain implies he will give. Vinasan implies it was already given. So only when it's already given can you bequeath it. But if you didn't give it yet, even though other knasos, once you're amad bedin, it is transformed into the status of monetary payment, not so when it comes to oines u'mafata. Says Gemara, ihachi, if so, that knas of oines u'mafata is different from other knasos, that even if you're amad bedin, it's not money. Ihachi tamaloimer v'kicheish. Why does Reb Shimon say? Meaning, we ask the following question. If Reb Shimon holds it's mama in laharish labanov, it's only regarding shvus ha'edos that it's not, then why in the Mishnah, even if you're Amar Bedin, is it not considered Mamon? The answer is because there's a special Gzeres HaKos of Vekichesh. There's a special, Gzeres HaKos of Venosan Ho'ish HaShoichiv Ima La'avi Hanara. That's why it's not Mamon regarding all other Knossos are Mamon La'hirish Labanov, but not Oines. What about Eved? Eved, it doesn't say Vinasan. So if so, that Knas of Oinus is different. That what? That even if you're Amar Bedin, it's not Mamayin. Why would Reb Shimon have to say that it's learned out from Vekichesh, we should learn out from Vinasan? Yehachi Tamalamer Vekichesh, Tamalamer Vinasan mi bailei. Why does the Braisa say that for Oinus u'mafata it's not considered Mamayin for Karban Shvua because of Vekichesh? Just say it's not considered Mamayin because of Vinasan. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava said, ki itzrich v'kichesh. You know what we need v'kichesh for? Not for a case of amda bedin, and then the father died. Because that case, it was never given to the father. So in that case, I don't need v'kichesh. I learned that from Vinasan. I need v'kichesh for a case where you're oimed bedin, and she became a bageres, and then she died. Dahasam ki kayaris avia mina dida kayaris. There where the father inherits her, he's inheriting it from her. Look at Rashi. Tamid loymer v'kichesh b'tmiya k'loymer ma'irya d'nasav la'ashas b'turami v'kichesh. Why does Shas have to say that you're exempt because of v'kichesh? You're exempt from shvuas, carbon shvua because of a kichesh. Ki hechi di alav shar knasos. The way we learn out other knasos kolaymar. It's not. Why do we have to say it's not similar to a loan, which is mamon from the beginning? Just say the reason why Einus is not mamon, because the Torah says v'nasan, that the Torah is not mezakeh it to the father until you actually give it to the father. So it says, well, we need v'kichesh, says Rashi, l'knas to einus upitoi, l'milfinu bahade shar knasos, to learn it out together with the other knasos, to pater from v'kichesh. And the reason why we can't learn out from v'nasan is for a case where you're oimid bedin and then she became a bageris. Namely, that according to Reb Shimon, if you're oimid bedin and then she became a bageris, so in such a case, it was never kenas to begin with. It went straight to her. The same way, by the way, Reb Shimon argues in the Mishnah that if you didn't have a chance to collect until the father died, so the halacha is going to be, even if you're Amad Bedin, it goes to her. So too he would argue if you didn't have a chance to collect before she became a Boigeres, the halacha would be, and then the father died, it goes to the father. Because according, the Tanakhama says it goes to the father. According to Reb Shimon, it goes to her, so long as, in other words, according to Reb Shimon, if you don't actually, here, let's get this clear. The Tanakhama holds that if you're Omer Bedin, before the father dies, it belongs to the father. If you're Omer Bedin before she became a Bageres, it belongs to the father. Reb Shimon says, it doesn't matter, even if you're Omer Bedin before the father dies, or before she became a Bageres, if you're Omer Bedin, it belongs to her, unless you actually collected. It doesn't go to the father until you actually collected. Right? The Tanakhama holds that Amad Bedin is enough of a force to give it to the father. But Rav Shimon says it doesn't go to the father unless you actually gave it to the father. So the question now on the table is, why do I need V'kicheish? Why don't I learn it from V'nasan, that it's not the father's until you give it to him? The answer is we need v'kichesh for a different case. For a case where you didn't get a chance to collect and until she became a bageras. Tanakhama says it goes to the father because you're Amad Bedin. According to Reb Shimon, it belongs to her. And if she dies, then the father yarshins it from her. So that's mamish mamon. Even though she never collected it, in this case, you can't use the pasuk of v'nasan because it's not going to the father in this case. It's going to her. In this case, she's collecting it. Why is she collecting it? Because she didn't have a chance to become a bageres yet. It's going to her, and then the father is inheriting it. So it's mamish mamain. So even though it didn't come to her hand, it's different than all the other knasos. Every other knas mishas hamad bedin, it's mamain. And then when he dies, he'll inherit any zuchus that, if she dies, he'll inherit any zuchus that she has. So you can't pater from v'nasan, because in this case, it's mamish mamain. The only reason to pater in this case is from v'kichesh, that it's not similar to the other payments. So amarav v'kiyitzrich v'kichesh kagan sha'abna b'gdin, let's say your amad b'din u'bagar, she became a bageres, u'mesa, and then she died, d'hasam ki kayaras avia mina dida kayaras. Over here, when the father inherits, he inherits from her. Aye, so the Gemara asks, ihachi, if that's so, why do we say Yatsu Elu Shehin Knas Mamain, who If you're going to say by, we're talking about we're Amid Bedin, and it already became Mamayin, so how could it say, Yatsu Elu Shehim Knas? How can you say, as opposed to these, that it was a Knas? Mamayin who? It's Mamayin. How could the Braisa say that Ma, if in the Seifa we say Tamaloimar bekichesh baamisa bepikada ina besumasiad ay begazal ay ashek esamisa ay matza aveda vechichesh baavenish baal sheker, how could we say ma miuchadim ma elu miuchadim shein mamon avkol shein mam yasin shein knas? They're not knas, it's mamon. So says the Gemara of Nachem Bar Yitzchak, what we mean is Yatsu Elu Shei Karan Knas. It excludes these that are in principle Knas. It started off as Knas, but it became Mamon when the father inherited it. Okay, Eisei, we're going to ask another question. Reb Shimon Poiter, Reb Shimon exempts, She'enoi Mishalim Knas Al Pi Atzmai. Reb Shimon exempts, he doesn't pay knas on his own. Reb Shimon patters, he doesn't pay knas on his own. Let's see, what is this going on? It's going on the Mishnah on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Anasta upatisa svisi v'amra loy anasta loy pitisi, chayiv, Reb Shimon Poiter she'inu misham knas al piyatzmai. Taima d'loy amad bedin. The reason why your pater is loy amad bedin, ha amad bedin, d'misham al piyatzmai, karben shvua nami m'chayiv. So it's mashma that the reason why Reb Shimon holds that your pater is because you were not Amad Bedin. But if you would have been Amad Bedin, Reb Shimon would say that you are chayiv a karban shvua. So Gemara says, Reb Shimon le devreim derabanan kamar. Reb Shimon was saying that your pater le devreim of the rabbanan, not only in a case where loy Amad Bedin, but even Reb Shimon is not just saying you're pater in a case of loy amad bedin. Reb Shimon would say you're pater even amad bedin. But he's saying l'divrei d'rabbanan. L'didi, I hold that you're pater afagav da amad bedin. Rachmana patre from a karben shvua from mivakichesh. But according to you, I hold your pater even if you're amad bedin. But according to you, that you're chayiv even if loy amad bedin. Eladchu oidi lemis, you have to admit, hecha de loy amad bedin, dechi katava, knasa katava. Why would you be pater? You have to be, why would you say you're chayiv even if you're loy amad bedin? Because he's being toivea knas, moidib knas pater. To which the Rabbanan said back, no, he's really being toivea boishas upagam. Rabbanan savri, the Rabbanan hold ki katava. Boisha supagam katava. What is he being toivea? He's being toivea. Boisha supagam. Okay, this amud could use a few good reviews. But that's Mem Beis Amud Beis. We're going to try Thursday for Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, Rabbi Isai, Yashar Koyach. Have a wonderful evening. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.